The Animals. Good choice, Caitlin. Welcome back to the show. I'm Frank Fontana. Joining me for our house cleaning segment, we'll call it, is the one and only astrologer to the stars, Ann Ordaz Pike.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
The people need you, Ann.
We can help.
The kids are going back to school. The house is a mess. Life has been crazy because all summer long, all they're doing is just tending to the children. And what happens is, you know, you let life pass a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then before you know it, they're back at school and your house has got piles of stuff in it.
And dirt.
And dirt.
Yeah.
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 By the way, folks, this is the time where you should probably hop on the line because we're going to talk a little bit and then Ann's going to take your calls and help you figure out what's going on with your sign. If you're an Aries, if you're a Virgo, a Leo, things aren't quite lining up for you in your life. Ann's going to help you sort that out. 312-981-7200. You can also text in to Caitlin and she'll gladly read your text if she's still awake back there. She is. I just got a thumbs up from, it looks like she's laying on the floor or something.
Wait, I can see her. She's vertical.
She's vertical, yeah. So let's talk about this. I mean, I've been talking to a lot of parents and stuff, and it seems like there's just a big, like, cluttered block going on. What's happening in the stars that people are feeling this?
And that's actually a good thing.
You
want
a
little
thing?
Clutter in the sun.
Clutter is good?
Yeah, actually, you know, because this is the idea of following the sun. You just pay attention to where the sun is right now, and that tells you what kind of energy we have. It also tells you that all the babies being born right now are that particular sign. But
P.S. I'm done with babies.
Yes.
I'm officially closing shop.
So the sun every summer around July 22nd goes into Leo. That's playtime. We're supposed to be playing and we kind of make a mess and we pull out our paints and our toys and our tools and stuff fuzz all over the place.
Because,
you know, creativity kind of comes out of a bit of chaos.
Yeah.
That's okay. So we have a month of playing around. And then right around this time every year, sun goes into Virgo around August 23rd. And so all the Virgos start to get born into the world. But Virgo's the sign that says, okay, let's clean this up. So school's going to start really soon. So we all start to get a little bit more serious. Virgo's an earth sign, except it's ruled by the planet Mercury, which is our minds. So it's thinking about, like, getting practical. Earth signs are always practical. They want to take good steps, clean things up. And Virgo's like the Felix Unger from The Odd Couple.
Right.
And is the neatnik.
He's the neat one.
Yeah.
And who was the dirty?
Oscar Madison.
Yeah, I remember that. I used to watch it at like 2 in the morning after I came home from going out to a club or something. Weird late night television.
Then you know Virgo energy totally.
I know Virgo energy, absolutely. Now, explain to folks, why does this make sense when we're talking about home lifestyle design and all this stuff? Why would you be here?
Well, the inner home is what we build with astrology.
Yeah.
We're all building all the time. And it's
so
on
like
this invisible plane.
You're a GC for the stars, basically.
Exactly. Absolutely. And there are smart ways to do things and there are more problematic ways to do things. So astrology can help us do this inner building in a way that's in harmony with the seasons.
So
when
I
talk about where's the sun, you're in harmony right away if you know where it is.
Right, exactly. I mean, if you could start with a nice, clean inside, you're going to have a better outside.
Exactly. And just know what are the energies now and how to react with them. And it's great because it's tied in with the seasons.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get on the phone lines because we have a bunch of people calling in right now. Let's start cleaning people's homes and let's start with Darlene. Hey, Darlene, thanks for calling the show. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. I'm kind of just waking up.
Well, me too. So thanks for waking up with us. What's going on? What sign are you?
Taurus.
A Taurus. Okay. Are things going well in your life right now?
I'm getting there.
You're getting there. Okay.
Starting over.
That's good.
So, anywho, I have this beautiful piece of wall art, a large painting, and it needs to be cleaned. And it used to have lights in the back, you know, those little lights. Where can I take something like that to be clean? Because I'm sure I'd mess it up if I try it.
Well,
and people say you can restring the light yourself because it's about 50 years old, this piece of art.
Well, if you really have a lot of attachment to it, what I would suggest is getting kind of like a handyman electrician type of guy and have him take a look at it before, because it seems like, you know, with that, you could probably try restringing it. And I think I know what you're talking about in terms of the lighting. Is it just around?
It's a living room piece of wall art or large painting or picture that hangs over a large couch.
And is it illuminated? Is it like backlit, or is it actually just strung around the frame?
It's backlit. It has little mini lights.
Yeah.
Like Christmas lights, kind of.
I know. I think I know exactly what you're talking
about.
Little
holes, the picture.
Yeah, it's almost like a peg light, like those things you used to play with as a kid.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest is don't go to like a super high end electrician. Try to find a local electrician and have them stop by and take a look at it. It's probably just a little bit of wiring here and there, or replacing some bulbs. But let somebody, if it means that much to you, I wouldn't mess with it.
Very old. The wires are all brown and brittle and...
Yeah. You probably just need a little rewiring.
Yeah. Where do I take you for that, though?
I don't think
an electrician would do that, would they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but again, it's almost like you want to go to a place that does lamps and lights and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I would go, contact a local, lamp. There's a couple still in existence, but you remember like the old lamp fix-it guys and stuff like that around? I would just Google it for your area. I don't know anybody offhand that does that kind of specific work, but I would, maybe even stop it into a Home Depot and asking them in electrical department, say, hey, what do you think about this scenario? But I'm pretty sure that any old electrician, I got a guy. I just don't know if he does this, though. He's usually running electrical for houses, but he might be a little, might be overkill for your situation. But my advice, Darlene, is definitely to, call around, see if there's any mom and pop, like lamp fix it places or something like that.
And it's called peg lights, Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I hope that helps, Darlene. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
You got it. All right. Let's take another call. Wasn't quite our spiritual call, but hey, I like helping people anyway. Let's go with Julie. Hey, Julie, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What sign are you?
Today is my birthday, so I'm kind of on the cusp.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. I always considered myself a Leo, but I would kind of read the horoscope and pick whichever one I felt applied.
Well, I was just talking, Anne was just telling me about this, because my son was born on the 21st, but we're actually having his party today, and she asked me, she goes, is he really a Leo? I said, good question. Well, here you go. Let's answer that.
That, because you're on the edge, Julie, you should definitely check that out, and you can do that for free and instantly on my website if you want to, www.anbcommunications.com, and you're going to look under astrology where it says get your free birth chart. If you know your birth time and place... Uh-huh. You can put it in and literally click of a button, it comes up instantly, and all the instructions are there for you.
Okay, yeah, I know I was born in Chicago, but I'm not sure of the time.
Yeah, it's interesting. The time the sun moves can vary by a couple hours or even a couple of days, which is why I always tell people who are on the edge, check it out. Make sure I can't tell you how many people have crossed my path, and then you find out they're a different sign after they talk to me.
Is everything going well in your life right now, Julie?
Yeah, I'm just made a lot of big changes in the last 6 months. I started a new job after 25 years at the same place.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Got married, was able finally to get married, my partner and I, after 24 years.
Congrats.
And we purchased a log cabin in Michigan.
Wow. You're living the dream.
Lots of change.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah. The Virgo time right now, that comes at the end of a season, comes at the end of summer. And this is a time of helping us make changes. So it's a time that it's good about being flexible. So if you're in this time of still like getting used to your changes, Virgo gives you that body, mind, spirit connection, connecting all those parts of you so you feel integrated again. You've got a lot to integrate after the last 6 months.
Yes.
Well, good luck with all that, Julie. It seems like things are going in the right direction for you. We're happy to hear that, and have yourself a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, right. Yes.
Great. You guys too. Have a good day.
Thanks.
All right, cool. Well, listen, we got to take a quick break. But we have callers on the line. If you want to try to get in still, folks, 981-7200, you can get on the line with Ann, get your stars read, see what's going on in your life, maybe declutter a little bit from the inside out. And that'll all happen right after the break. We're back. That's right. We have our astrologer to the stars, Ann Nordhaus Bike. She is our little genie in a bottle. And you're appearing around the Chicago area, right?
I am.
The next couple of weeks or
months? I got a couple speaking gigs coming
up. Where can people see you live?
Yes, please come. Both of these are open to the public and to both men and women. Tomorrow is the next one I'm doing. It's Virgo and Our Quest for Perfection. It's an extended workshop with a nice guided meditation visualization. It's going to be about 90 minutes. It's up at Nefertiti Lodge in Chicago, 5083 North Elston Avenue. That's at 1 o'clock.
Sweet.
More information on my website, on the blog, and the speaking engagement page. And then the second gig is Women in McHenry, or WIM3, has invited me to do their monthly meeting Thursday, October 16th. It's a breakfast meeting, 7:30 to 9. We're going to be talking about astrology and practical ways to help your professional career.
Awesome. You can go see Ann live at any one of these events and go to her website to find out more information. Right now, we have a bunch of callers on, and let's get to Donna, who's been holding diligently. Hey, Donna, what's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
Oh, me too. When were you born?
March 31st.
I'm an Aries. I'm April 17th. So what is going on with our Aries here, Ann? Donna and I would like to know.
Yes. Well, Aries has just had the tiger by the tail, but I suspect that things calmed down slightly. You've got that planet Uranus sitting in your sign for a few years now. It's going to be there until 2018, and it's making things electrical and frenetic and crazy. But Uranus just went retrograde, and it's going to be retrograde for a little while, which is a nice thing.
Does that mean we get a break, me and Donna?
It means you need to turn inward a bit, slow down a little bit, and turn that kind of frenetic electrical energy inward to your soul. Like we're talking about cleaning up the soul on the inside. This is your chance. It's like breakthrough energy, sudden insight, sudden change on the inner plane.
Does that resonate with you, Donna?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, what's going on with you?
Oh, sometimes just a little, I'm moving too fast, trying to do too many things.
Yeah, well, we're fiery. Our sign is very fiery, and we're like to just jump on things. We're headstrong. We're rams, so we bump into things and don't look. You know, it's one of those, and then we deal with the repercussions after.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
passionate and powerful.
Well, it sounds like though we're in a good place though, because what Ann's saying is that things, you know, all the ramming we've done is gonna, you know, calm down a little bit.
Well, and that's good.
Your planet Mars has been in Scorpio, Frank's new second favorite sign, since July, and it's going to be there till September 13th. That's a little bit of an uncomfortable place for you guys. It's going to move into Sagittarius, Caitlin's sign, on September 13th. That'd be a really good day for you to watch, Donna, see how the energy shifts. That's a more comfortable placement for you. So if you felt like things are like you have to keep adjusting and you can't quite get things going, that might help.
Okay.
All right, Donna, well, have yourself a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks for calling.
And we do have a text coming in telling me it's me rye, Frank. Me rye corn. Thank you. I got it. Me rye. I'm getting punished by the listeners.
It's Virgo energy.
I will go back to school. I promise.
Virgo corrects everybody.
All right. We have two guys on the line. Let's grab one of these guys here. Let's go with Greg. Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Good, man. Thanks for calling in. What's your sign?
Sagittarius.
Hi, Greg. What's going on with you?
Well, I've got a girlfriend that's a Sagittarius, so me and her don't get along too good. Why is that? I don't know. I'm just getting into a lot of stuff with her, a lot of problems. I really love her, though.
And you're both Sagittarius?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, just do me a quick favor. Turn down the radio in the back a little bit, because we're hearing a little a backfire there.
Okay.
Much better. Okay, go ahead.
Excellent. Yeah, you know, when you have two folks of the same sign together, it's kind of like you're so alike that can be an issue. And those are both fiery, passionate signs, and they both need their space, too. And your planet Jupiter also is moved out of that watery Cancer we were talking about last time into Leo, and it's going to be there for a year. So both of you are probably feeling like about even more me, my creativity, my expanding, let me shine. And I don't know if you have figured out how to be together in terms of how do you let each of you shine? And then how do you support each other?
Right.
Yeah. Does that have any application to what's going on with her?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to help her more and do what I can for her. And I'm not getting the same love back from her.
And
she has to run the streets and run out and come home 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sometimes you got to ask for what you need, you know?
And if you ain't getting it, it's time to move on, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, if you're putting that much positive stuff into the relationship and you're not getting it back, sometimes it's, you know, you got to assess the situation. And, you know, if I know you probably love her a lot, and sometimes it isn't always the best situation when you're not getting what you need.
And with your planet in Leo, right now, Greg, that's a heartfelt sign. It really, it hurts your heart when you don't get what you're looking for and what you need.
Right, because she, like, tell me she don't want me to leave her. Whatever, leave her, she'll hurt me, or she don't want me to leave her. Whatever, leave her, she tell me she'll do something to me.
Of course she doesn't want you to leave her because you're treating her like a queen. You know, maybe pull back a little bit and see what she does. You know, don't break up with her, but just back off a little bit. Maybe don't buy her a couple of things. Don't take her out to dinner as much and see what happens.
Give her a little space.
Give her a little space.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Good luck with that, Greg.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate
you got it, man.
Wish you the best.
All right. Let's see. We have two more calls I think we could squeeze in here. Let's go with Peggy. Hey, Peggy, what's your sign?
I'm an Aries, too, but I was wondering on health-wise.
Yes.
How is it looking? I mean, like, my knees are really killing me.
Well, what is going on with, because my shoulder's been bugging me.
You know what? That's interesting that you should ask, because the health house for Aries is the Virgo house. And the sun just went into Virgo last night, right before midnight. And the moon is going to be coming into Virgo, and it's going to have a new moon on Monday, 9:15. This whole month is a great time for Aries to take a look at health, actually. So your timing couldn't be better. But the good thing about this, Peggy, that you might want to think about is not just the physical health, but how do you connect with your thoughts and your emotions, and what can your spirituality do to help support your health? There's a lot of things in the stars right now, particularly Neptune sitting opposite Virgo, that says, let's bring in the spirituality and that kind of healing on all levels, holistic in particular.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, yeah, hope that helps. And then maybe get a massage and a little hot tub action. That could help, too.
Absolutely, because Virgo's an earth sign, and it likes to be touched.
Yes.
Uh-huh. When it trusts you.
Okay.
Thanks, Peggy. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
All right, so we got to be real quick with Dan here. Hey, Dan, what's your sign?
Hello?
Hey, Dan, how are you? Danny boy.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, Danny boy. Dan, can you hear us? Well, I guess not. Well, anyway, thanks for trying, Dan. You can always call back next week or whenever we have Ann back on. It's always a pleasure to have you on, Ann.
Thank you.
I just want to read a text here because this is interesting.
Yeah.
So do I believe, the 815 is asking, do I personally believe in astrology? Yeah, I personally believe in spirituality. I believe that there's energy out there, whether you call it God or Jesus or Buddha or whatever your religion is. I think that, you know, it's okay to call it whatever you want. And, you know, astrology isn't about religion. Astrology is about
actually, you don't even have to believe in it. It's a tool like mathematics and astronomy.
It's been around forever.
It has. Right. Every culture has had some form of it. It's a way of reading the seasons so that you could be in harmony with them.
Yeah.
And following where the planet's right now. And that basically anything we talk about is based on centuries of what sages have observed on what goes on the physical plane.
Right. Has nothing to do with religion.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, to answer the question, would I bring a priest on? Would I bring a rabbi on? Absolutely. I mean, it's a free forum here, but we're not a religious show by any means. You know, we're just trying to have a little fun. Good stuff. And thank you so much. Again, give the website.
www.anb for Ann Nordhaus Bike, anbcommunications.com.
Great. All right. It's always a pleasure having you here, and we look forward to your next visit.